Hi everybody, this is Steve from It's a Random World. How are you all doing? I hope everybody's doing well and the week is treating you well. Not been on for a short while, not being able to get any time to do any podcasting due to work and decorating the house at home, which is nearly done. The in-laws have wallpapered our staircase and living room, which was very, very kind of them, considering they're not in the best of health themselves, but they wanted to do it because they're both retired now and they want to find stuff to fill in their time, you know, they keep active, which is a good thing. You know, when they're retired, you hear so many things about people who just give up, you know, but it's definitely a good thing that they want to keep active after their retirement. So we really do appreciate their help and everything they've done in our house. They don't listen to the podcast, but just thought I'd put it out there, you know. It's really kind of them. So what's everybody's plans been? Plans? Yeah, come on, we'll get it right. Yeah. Knock on the desk. I'm at work. What has everybody's week been like? What have you been doing? Anything special? Give us a ring, let us know what you've been doing. It's always nice to hear from you. On either the last or the second last podcast, mentioned about MeWe, the social media network that is becoming popular with everybody leaving Google Plus because it's closing down next month. And also people leaving Facebook because they are sick to death of their information being sold and data leaks and, you know, even on WhatsApp. When Facebook bought WhatsApp out for lots of money, they promised they would not take any data from WhatsApp. But then they went and done exactly that, you know, so took data from WhatsApp. So people are leaving Facebook in droves and they're joining MeWe in droves. I think they're up to about 30 million users now, something like that. And it's apparently grown by 25% every month, I believe it is, which is no mean feat. That's really good. So, yeah, you can contact us at It's a Random World podcast, I believe it is. I will put the links in the description. You can contact us on there. Leave us a message. You can send us a chat message on there if you don't want to leave a voice message on here. And, yeah, we'll give you a shout-out. Anybody that listened to, I believe it was my last short podcast, I would just like to thank Rare Todd for his message that he left me. I haven't posted it because I wasn't sure whether he would be happy with me posting it, but thanks so much, Rare Todd, for that message. It really did mean a lot, and it's very kind of you to send that in. And we have a call in from the Guru Warrior. Yes, we have. And here she is right now. Take it away.
Hey, what's going on, my friend Steve Wright? And yes, I'm on there with my group podcast called Elite Circle. So please do tell your friends. I mean, I was already up there and I put my thing on both of those channels so you can see me. So have a chit chat, whatever, you know, put some stuff up so I can look at it, you know. I've been there. I've been sick for a couple of days. So today's my first day being able to actually speak. And it's very taxing, but I'm doing it because I just like to talk. So why don't you check out some of the stuff I got going on today and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Now I thought I'd just let you put your feet up, relax, grab a cup of tea or coffee or lemonade, whatever you want, and listen to a song. That song, that's Ghost Town by The Specials from way back in 1980, whenever it was, about 83, somewhere around there. Yeah, so every time I listen to that song, it always makes me think of the way things are going these days. I don't know what it's like where, in your part of the world, but here there's lots of, you know, like empty shops, things like that. You know, shops, businesses getting closed down and struggling and end up closing down, or might be turned into charity shops, all sorts of things like that. So the towns are not as vibrant and thriving as they once were, and pretty much turning what would have been, say, like my hometown where I was brought up in the northeast of England, was a thriving town, a seaside town. Every summer it was jam-packed with people from all over the country who would come here, and there was different holiday periods. Bikers used to come up here to holiday, rugby teams used to come up on stag nights and all sorts of things, and you had general holiday makers that would come up from all over the country. But these days, because of the, not just the recession, but even before the recession, people prefer to go abroad, and the town sort of pretty much has lost its identity, what it used to be. I'm still very proud of the town. I love it. You know, I go there as often as I can. But yeah, that song always reminds me of scenarios like that, where towns are like no longer what they used to be because of whatever reason. They just turn out pretty much in ghost towns, you know, things like that. So yeah, that's what that song makes me think of. We now have another call in from Maria from the Creators Council channel. Check out the Creators Council on Anchor.
Steve, hey, it's Maria from the Creators Council show. Thank you so very much for that heads up on Mewe. I might have to go check it out because Facebook. Yeah, I don't know. I love Facebook, but maybe we can get an anchor thing going on Mayway. We'll see. Thanks for the call in. I'll be talking about Facebook on the show here in just a few minutes. Steve, hello. It's Maria. I am calling you from the Creators Council show right here, and I'm listening to your episode. Thank you so very much for publishing my message to you from last week, I think. My show is Strong Body, Strong Soul. So if anybody listening wants to go check it out here on Anchor or iTunes, Google Play, all that kind of great stuff. I also have a YouTube channel, and it's fun out here. But here's my question for you, Steve. I was just hearing about your ebooks that you have co-authored with a friend of yours. You have like 30 of them, it sounds like. I'm asking you this question on the Creators Council show because I am a creator, so your responses may help others as well. Why create ebooks for free? What's the goal? So I ask you this question because I'm very curious, and maybe other people will benefit from your adventure, your journey here. I see people doing ebooks all of the time. Yes, I could look it up. I could do my own homework, but it is more fun to learn from friends. So, and I'm a writer, frankly. I have a lot of articles on Medium, and I've been asked by a friend out here elsewhere to write a chapter for his book. So I would love to develop the writing part of who I am more in the future, and ebooks, getting a little bit of inside info from you may help. Thanks so much for sharing your insights. why make ebooks? How do you do it? Do you get people's email addresses and create a list? What's the point? And Steve, just so we're all clear, here at the Creators Council show, I'm one of many hosts here, but I think being a creator and being a user on this Anchor platform, we might as well share insights about other social media endeavors that we embark upon. So it seems like a good place to have an episode like this on Strong Body, Strong Soul. I'm talking about energy. Stick to my workshops and what I teach over there on that show. Here at Creators Council, it's all about techie stuff. One rises, we all rise. So hopefully your insights will help somebody out here. Me too. In a good way. Bye.
Well, thanks for that message, Maria. Yep, that was Maria from the Creators Council asking about e-books. Because my friend and myself, Mark Korn from Slappy Happy Sloth podcasts, and myself do ebooks under the name of Ronnie Gitt. Now, Ronnie Gitt is a cantankerous, grumpy old man who speaks his mind no matter who it offends about any subject. Well, we do them purely for the fun of it. Not for profit, hence why they are free. We just want to entertain people and bring a smile to people's faces. That is the honest answer. But with regards to posting, they actually get put on different websites. Mark sorts all of that. He posts them on different websites like Smashwords and things like that, different sites. And they, over time, have, because of just sharing on Facebook and Twitter, because there's a Ronnie Gitt Twitter feed as well, and now there's even a Ronnie Gitt website. And over time, people have got to know about them and they shared them, and we've had some really, really good reviews. People enjoy them, because he says things that people are afraid to say, you know. So that's all it is. Mark posts them, and word of mouth, pretty much, it gets around. And that's it. Made for fun, to make people smile and give people a laugh. And that's purely and simply it. There's nothing else to it. So, we're not looking to make any money out of it, although, you know, maybe it's in the future. But at the moment, that's all it is. But feel free to pop across and read those books. It's Ronnie Gitt, so RONNIEGITT. Mark does all the covers for them, all the the pictures on the cover, and we both sort of pretty much type them up, you know. That's it, as I've said. But anyway, thanks for the question, Maria, and everybody, pop across to the Creators Council and check out Maria's channel if you don't already follow it. I'm sure she'll be pleased of another follow. So take care, everybody. And take care, Maria. And thanks for your question. On the note of the e-books, Ronnie Gitt e-books, now's a great time, and I can't think of a better time, for my co-author, Mark, to have a little word about the e-books.
Now, before we start the next section of the show, I'd just like to take a minute or so just to talk about the free ebooks that we have available on ronniegitt.co.uk. Now, these are free ebooks, free downloads, and they're also available on Smashwords and many other platforms out there, including iTunes. And I'd just like to say, if you want to go and check them out, they are about an old man who moans about everything. He moans about everything. Several topics. There is over 13 books so far, free to download. We've took the time to put these together, me and my co-author Steve Wright of It's a Random World here on Anchor. And we've took the time to make these books, make the covers, and it's all free. It's all free. We don't earn a penny from it. But do go and check them out. It's all free. Why not? It's all free. What more do you want? It's all free. And if you don't like them, leave us a review. Even if they're bad, we don't mind bad reviews. We do love good reviews, though. We do get on average 5 stars, depending on what bookstore you go to. Just depends. So go and check them out. RonnieGit.co.uk. RonnieGit.co.uk.
Here's a little funny story I've read about this week. It regards a jar of pickles. Yes, you heard it right. A jar of pickles. Now, what's so special about this jar? It's actually on the wall of an off-ramp on one of the main roads in Missouri. Now, nobody knows why there's a jar of pickles there, but it's on the wall. And was there for 6 years, and nobody knows why, and it survived all sorts of weathers and protesters and all sorts of things. And it's actually started getting quite a following for some reason. There's even a Facebook page and everything for these pickles. Now, it did disappear for about a year, and a new jar turned up in exactly the same place on the exact same date. So, for some reason, I don't know why, whether it's in memory of somebody, maybe somebody who loved pickles and they might have passed away on that bend, I don't know, on that off-ramp. But, yes, the pickles on the off-road in Missouri. It's a strange one. I've never come across that before, and yes, I was reading about it this week. But what do you think of that? Do a search, do a Google search for that. Jar of pickles in Missouri. And have a read about it. See what you think. And leave a comment. Give us a call in or drop us a message on MeWe. Or even on Twitter. So, yes. Catch you later. Right, so after that funny story, that strange story about pickles in Missouri, I'm going to get going now. So I'm going to bid you farewell, and I hope you all stay safe and have a lovely weekend coming up. And I will catch you very soon, and don't forget to come back for the next episode and share this one. And don't forget to get in touch if you want to. Either my voice message on Anchor, drop me a text message on MeWe, or a text message on Twitter. And I'll put all the links in the description, how you can do that. But take care, everybody, and catch you all very soon.